This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In the latest fallout from the state drug lab scandal, special court sessions started this morning for almost 200 prison inmates with drug cases in Suffolk County who are trying to get their convictions thrown out. Some of those inmates were released today. WBUR's Deb Becker was at court for some of the hearings and joins us now with the latest. Hi, Deb.
Hello, Sasha.
So, Deb, you were there, other reporters were there, prosecutors were there, but the defendants themselves were not. So how logistically are these hearings taking place if the defendants aren't in the courtroom?
Well, surreal is probably the best way to describe at least the atmosphere. The courtrooms were crowded, as you said, with all of these attorneys, and in one corner was a large television where the inmates appeared via video conference from MCI Norfolk. So the judge would call up a defendant, the defendant would appear at the television screen. Some of the attorneys in the room would ask questions. The judge would ask questions. The inmate could respond from the television screen. In some cases, the defense attorneys, though, were actually at the prison. In some cases, the attorney was in court.
Are the inmates filing one by one into some room with a video camera
one
at the jail?
One by one, sitting at a table, wooden chair, in the jail. And it was done, obviously, for efficiency's sake.
And I understand that some of the lawyers for these defendants are concerned about their defendants not getting to appear in the courtroom. They have legal concerns.
That's right. I spoke with Anthony Benedetti. He's chief counsel with the Committee for Public Counsel Services, and this is what he had to say.
Well, there's always problems around video conferencing where it really puts restrictions on the ability of an attorney to talk to his or her client privately in terms of strategizing or communicating about something that's going on in the case.
How many inmates had their cases heard today, and then how many will take place with inmates from other prisons later?
Well, Judge Christine McAvoy reviewed 27 cases today, and we don't know the outcomes of all of those cases as of yet, but in many of the cases in the first part of today's session, Judge McAvoy set bail, ranging from $500 to $3,000. Some were released on their own recognizance. Typically, an inmate was ordered to wear a GPS monitoring device or adhere to a specific curfew. There will be video conferencing taking place with inmates from other prisons this month. There are special sessions in other counties as well. These cases today, Sasha, are the first ones identified by the so-called boiler room, and that's where the special prosecutor, who was appointed by the governor,
David Meyer,
that's right, worked with other attorneys to identify the affected cases. And honestly, it's a mess, to put it bluntly. Everybody is really just trying to figure out how to deal with it. This is what defense attorney Michael Reutman said he thinks of the whole process.
I think it's the first day of a slow process. I think we're just, everyone is trying to figure out what to do and doing the best they can in a new situation.
So some of these defendants were released today, in some cases while they're waiting for their legal appeals to work their way through the court. But for inmates who are not being released, even though this chemist, Annie Ducan, may have signed off on their drug samples, why isn't the judge letting those defendants go?
Well, it all depends. These cases, as you can imagine, are very complicated, many of them. In one case I heard today, an inmate was not released because he was also sentenced on gun and violence charges along with the drug charges. So there wasn't going to be any, you know, dismissal of his entire sentence because it wasn't the only thing that was involved. In another case, the primary evidence was not tested by Annie Ducan, but they thought it may have been. So no action was taken if there was a question about the direct involvement of Annie Ducan in these particular cases.
And in cases that are being thrown out, are some of these going to be tried again later?
That's right. Some will be retried. It will depend on how that happens. But then there's also this whole other mess of what some of the attorneys are calling collateral damages. What happens if somebody lost a job or housing or parental rights or was deported because of a case that may now have an invalid verdict because of bad evidence? All of those things are going to have to be decided and all those questions answered as the state continues to grapple with this.
Yeah, as you said, a very messy process trying to work through this.
That's
and
right.
It's going to go on for a long time. That's WBUR's Deborah Becker. She was in court today for special court sessions related to the state drug lab scandal.